Welcome back to another episode of The Coffee Break. Today we are joined by Cherry. Cheers.
Hello,
Cherry.
Hello, cheers.
Cherry, you've been with Animoca for so long, but yeah. For those who don't know you, can you please introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Cherry, Animoca Brands Art Director. Actually, now I'm leading the art team. And actually, now art team is including the UIX team as well. So you can see all involved, something like Whistle or Beauty also is a bit related to our team. Our team is not just doing the project, also maybe the environment and here the office, how to decorate, and maybe sometime the company, the event or the company branding also is part of our job.
Amazing. Yeah. So yeah. Cool. So how long have you been at Animoca and how did you start working at Animoca?
Yeah, actually this is a really long story for me and also is a bit a very important part of my life. Because I just graduated from the school and I'm studying graphic design. So at that time, the digital art is a very, for example, the website is very popular. So I really want to find a job is a bit related for IT or the internet or something. And and at that time, Animoca Brands yet have another company called Outbase. And I was working in another company, but I just a fresh grad. And first time to come to the exhibition, Coffee Mart, and I saw the one booth and called Outbase, and every people is very energetic and playful, and they telling me what they are doing. At that time, they are doing the email and something like the mail.com or dollar mail or Hello Kitty or something like that. For me, because it's so young, and I also really like the team, the atmosphere, and so really want to part of them. And one day my sister said she have the friend to work in Outbase and say at that time they want to hiring the designer. And I was very happy because I just several days ago and I go to FEMA, I really want to join. And suddenly my sister told me I have the they have the position. So I just applied it. And I joined it as a junior at that time and almost the youngest staff when I joined. And from junior designer to be creative manager. I think over 10 years at that time. Yeah. And I was very happy, but one day, actually I very enjoy to work in here because we are so close together and yet it's a very friendly and all the management is look like the, really willing to try. And even though you just maybe it's not a very senior, you also can spit out your idea and they trust you as well. So you can see before you have something like the Style Girl or the Hello Kitty app is so popular and a lot of ideas just brainstorming by maybe several junior people and then we go out. Yeah, it's amazing. So amazing. But after 10 years, I just want to see the world, actually, because I almost the first time, first job here, and I want to experiment maybe another company culture or something like that. So even though I was very happy to work in Outbase, I decided to resign and want to see maybe different types of the company to learn more and see more. And I think after I go to another company for 6 years, and one day Animoca Brands HR call me and say, oh, how are you? And do you want to rejoin our group? Because now I have the art team and looking for someone to manage the team and ask me whether I am interested. And I was so happy and very honored, and they still remember me. And so when I just came in, just to get into my home feeling.
Oh, yeah. That's so nice.
Yeah, I think now I rejoined on 2021, so almost 5 years.
Yeah. Wow. So total time spent at Animoca is 15?
I don't want to say it.
Okay. Secret.
Yeah, it's a secret.
So tell me, like you said, you know, you guys don't just do artwork or design or stuff like that. You also do UI, UX.
Yeah.
But what, you know, what are, you know, what does the art team do on a day-to-day basis?
Actually, because in Animoca brands, have a lot of multiple projects running at the same time. And also have the market is a bit is so changeable, and so each project maybe have to react to market very quick. So I have some record. I think our team at the same time almost handling over 10 projects a year. And each time, normally, the project owner will come to me and then to asking different requests. Some maybe or any chance they want to have for example, NFT, and they want to promotion. And sometime maybe the project owner will have the idea, and they will tell me what is the planning, maybe have some partner they already is agreed what kind of the visual I should use or something like that. Or some of project owner maybe, or they just want to promote, but they totally don't have an idea how to promote it, what is the best way or something like that. So usually I need to understand what is the main purpose, what is the main achievement they want to achieve. Because if you want to have the visual, you still need to know something like which platform you want to use, or which target audience, or the timeline, or if for the event, and maybe the event, what does still have another competitor here, or something like that. So after I understand all the information, I will give the suggestion. And also, because the time is very important to Animoca brands, and as you know, because the market, if in this trend, maybe we wait for after 1 month is totally it's totally unnecessary to use those kind of the material maybe. So we have to think about how to make it soft, or maybe how to make it as maybe batch one, we can do something, maybe static image to make it have some noise on the social media first, or maybe later we can do the thematic full trailer and then to use it on the event, or maybe to do the stronger branding or something like that. So it's not just the art. We have to think about how to adapt the real situation. Otherwise, each project owner just need to outsource and then to give the beef and ask them maybe after 2 months and you can done the trailer for them. I think it's totally impossible to Animoca brands to do it in this way. Because even though we're doing the video, on and off they will update to me maybe, or the flow already changed totally, or maybe the information, maybe the partner also is changed, or maybe adding a lot of information. And so it's so difficult, and but it's so amazing. And I think art still better, but UIX still UIX is much more difficult. Just because I think you know you also know that maybe 1 week before the full is something like that.
Yeah.
But after 1 week, the full already totally changed.
Yeah.
So maybe sometime all the thing you have to create from the scratch. Yeah.
Wow, that must be tough, especially like you said, when you've got something that you've already done, you think it's final, you're gonna push it, then all of a sudden last minute changes. But it's not just last minute changes, right?
Yeah.
It's last minute changes that they need now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why we have to think is of whatever I propose is very flexible and changeable as well. So usually if they maybe suggesting something, I can see if they change the plan, and I can't to fix it. So I will ask them, don't do this way. Maybe I go to more genetic way, and the whistle, even though you change the text, I still can be used in later or something like that. Yeah.
So what's some of your favorite projects that you've worked on at your time here at Animoca?
I think if recently, and because I work in here for a long time, I have a lot of favorite projects. And recently, I think Amocus and NHS. Because it's a big project, so we can think about more long-term planning. If for the some small project, I can't plan it so long. So that's why, of course, I still like another project. But if you have the something like the long project, the bigger project, for example, Animal Club, and each character, the Angel, Jima, or something like that, I always have the some discussion with something like Kyle or their marketing team, and to think about to make it look like the real person. For example, Angel have their MBTI, where we are defined when they happy, how they look like, or something like that. So it's more interesting for our team to give more creativity ideas. So that's why it's my favorite project.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, seeing how you guys have really sort of, you can really see your direction in terms of, you know, when you guys make the videos or you make the animations, you can really see how you guys have really built a world around you know, what started off as not a small idea, but probably started off smaller than where it is now.
Yeah, because for Mercurius, we also have something like the planet or something like that. So like we are building the world for them. And sometimes maybe I have some teammate, they have make some joke or the I think it's very fun. I just put it for Angel to do it or something like that. So it's so funny.
Yeah. That's so nice. So obviously, as we all know now, with the rise of AI, a lot of people are making art, and there's always talks about, oh, artists are going to be phased out in the future or something, you know, crazy sort of big ideas like this, right? How do you feel about the impact that AI has on the art industry and on what you guys do?
Yeah, actually, whatever on the Twitter or a lot of something like Art Station or a lot of art platform, a lot of artists is a very... some of them is very against, because they will think about maybe will take over their job in the future or something like that. And so, of course, still have some artists is very happy with the technology to make use of the different AI tool to doing the amazing job. So for me, I will think actually the time is changed. You must to adapt. Yeah. For example, when your grandfather, they are doing the artist, they don't have a Photoshop.
Yeah.
And so that means the world change, you have to keep change. And you have to know what the technology, how to use it. Because I think everything also have the something like pros and cons. And how to make it great, just your decision. So if everything you go to look at the good thing, and the result will be good. Yeah. So I definitely will to encourage my team to using the AI. Even though on our team now, whatever animation, static image or the UIX, we using a lot of AI too.
Really? How? In what way?
It's a very big impact for us, actually. For example, just generate the image. We are not just, for Midjourney, I think a lot of people is very familiar about it because it's very easier to use, maybe a text to image and image to image. And for us, I think Midjourney is very great. And also it's very easier to come up the result is look good as well. But Midjourney for the art team is a bit difficult because they can't to control.
Right.
Yeah. So for example, maybe sometimes the panel must have something on the result, or I have to change some small detail. Midjourney can't to do it. So that's why even though our team using the Midjourney, and we in the very beginning we also using Stable Diffusion, because Stable Diffusion have the more control, and we can have the well control on each part we want to change. And but now we are moving on the Comfort UI, because for the Stable Diffusion, the user flow is fixed. So for example, maybe a text to image, you must to put in the text and then you using the control line. The step you can to change. And also now Comfort UI, because now you even though the user phone you can change it totally, even though on the online you also have a lot of people to contribute a lot of user phone, or maybe you think why the result is really great, and maybe you can copy your their user phone and to use it. And also have a lot of something like the model is supporting on the Comfort UI as well, something like FUS and SDXL as well. And so that's why now we are using Comfort UI more and with Midjourney as well. And this is for static image generation. And it's definitely to help a lot, because if we're doing this special app, maybe we have need 2 weeks or 1 week to finish. And maybe now we already can generate the basic, but still need to retouch, sure, because, sure. Yeah. And maybe can save, I think, more than 60% time.
Wow.
Yeah. And animation, now we are using Pixelworks and King. King definitely is very powerful. And if you give the photo and then to give some text for control, maybe talking, or because they already have a thing deep or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so it's very easy. And maybe you can put in the starting theme in this way and ending theme in this way, and they already can generate the between. Yeah, so I think for the animation, they contribute a lot of the development time. We are saving a lot. Yeah, and we also thinking up, because still have the problem is the how to change the changeable the detail. Because the AI sometimes is a very look like the gambling.
Yeah.
So we are thinking about, or maybe we chop it, maybe using the blue screen, and maybe or this cut maybe separate and different video to do it, and then just combine it together. So that means if one day or maybe the project owner, they just want to change the cup and everything we have to keep, and so we just have to change the layer. So still need to combine with some traditional workflow to make use with the AI. Yeah.
Wow, super interesting.
This is for the animation. And I think for the UI UX is more amazing, because now UI UX have something like ChatGPT and Cog or UX Pilot. And in the general flow, in the very beginning, usually UI UX is the project owner to give us the brief, or maybe have a lot of the spec. The document is very detailed because we are doing the game. And so you're doing the web, you also know that.
Mm.
And something like different level have how many
the logic, the
statistic, or something like that. And now our flow is changed. If we have the brief from the project owner, and we also have a document for the project, maybe in the very beginning we already can put it on maybe Cog or ChatGPT, and of course we can give some directions for them and ask them to maybe to analyze. And then even though for the user flow or the information architecture, they also can generate for us. Yeah, of course you still need to fixing, you have to check if you just put it on the AI and use it totally is impossible.
Sure.
Yeah, because that maybe or still have something need to fixing, and you just type the information for them and then they can revise it.
Mm.
Yeah, so this one, I think for the AI contribute on UX is very very powerful. Yeah. And after, you also can ask them to doing the prototype. Mm-hmm. So we can have a very quick way to come up the prototype to confirm with the project owner.
Wow.
Yeah. I think if you say saving the time is 80%.
Wow.
Yeah, compared before. Because before you have to digest the information and then come up the user flow, and no user flow, maybe information architecture first and then user flow and then wireframe.
Mm.
And then prototype. Yeah, those kind of the step can be streamed down, and doesn't mean the UX designer don't need to do anything, because the designer need to have the adjustment.
Right.
Because even though the AI generated for me, whether you have the professional to judge this one is great or not, and also sometimes maybe the AI go to the wrong way, you still need to give the something like the maybe the feedback or the direction to let them to change or fix it. But for the UI, because our industry is more on, for me, our department is more on the game files or more visual heavy project. And if for the UI, I still can't to find any, I have the some UI tool, something like Midjourney also contribute a bit, or YesChat or something like mm-hmm. that. But they are not so game files UI.
Right.
Yeah, something like maybe I want to put all the superpower in the maybe the mystery world or something like that. They will didn't provide those kind of the UI. They will provide maybe more gender, look like you are working on the bank or yeah. something like that, the box or something like that. So the UI, I think in this stage still can to help a lot, but One contribution is very important is for the UI testing, UX testing. Because before, our team is not very big, and also maybe the project cycle is too short. Mm-hmm. If you want to do the user testing, maybe you have to, for example, maybe Ref at that time, we have to go to maybe Discord and then to give some incentive and invite them to do the test, and we have to interview or something like that. And we have to try the using after we finish the website and then put it on the something like the call or the ChatGPT, they will give the feedback. Yeah. And we also, the feedback is bit it's very makes sense as well.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, that they maybe will mention about, oh, this button is not so user-friendly, or in the first one, or maybe this one, the bounce rate will be a bit high or something like that. And we have been trying the role play as well. Yeah, because for example, we are have the one project, and the target audience maybe is the top management, something Min or Yad or something like that. And we ask them if they are top management, how do you think about this UI or UX? And they give us some bullet points for us, and we tried to using the same the website and then to ask the people and to compare.
Mm.
I think have 80% and
70%.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why I think it's very important to animal care brands, because even though we have budget, we don't have the time to
sure.
do it.
Yeah.
Everything, the deadline may be yesterday. And so now, if and it's very fast as well. When we finished it, we just put it on the AI and asking the user texting, and we also know about the something like the target audience, mm-hmm. and then we just look like the role play and ask them to give the feedback. Yeah, it's so amazing.
That's really cool. Well, I mean, what makes me happy hearing that is that you guys are using it as almost an assistant or another team member, as opposed to maybe, you know, worrying or something along those lines that it might replace anyone or something
yeah.
like that. So no, that makes me happy. And Cherry, it's been an absolute pleasure, you know, working alongside you over the last 5 years that I've been at the company as well. So cheers. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys, that was another episode of The Coffee Break, and make sure you tune into the next one where we talk to more builders and innovators in the Web3 space.